This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Fiona, can I ask you a question? And this, I want you a part of this, Dave, but I just know you don't have a dog in the house. I'm sorry for my voice. I have my Invisalign.
My dog's dead.
Thanks for bringing it up. Wow. Well, mine is alive and she's perfect.
What
so
a
please.
Bitch.
And she'll never die if I have my way. Actually, sorry, side note, can I just say, I was talking on the show, or you'll hear it if you listen, which I hope you do. My friend Sinead has been visiting from Dubai, and we also met up with her friend who lives in Miami, but she's from Loud.
For God's sake.
And she has two Pomeranians, Angel Baby and Baby Love.
Oh my God,
and she, this is how insane these people are. She's gotten their DNA so that when they start getting old, she can like inject it back into them so they like live way longer.
What?
Is that not illegal or something?
I don't know. I don't know. This woman was crazy.
Is that ethical?
I had so much fun with her. No, I doubt it. Her dogs are called Angel Baby and Baby Love. Like, what is happening that's ethical?
Christ,
but that's a side note. But what is your question about the dog?
Okay, this is a bit private now, but you know, when you and Dwayne are having some private time,
does
your dog go mental?
Sometimes it's so hard to get her out of the room. Like she senses something's about to go down.
I don't want to have this. I get out of the room?
I actually, and I Googled it before because I was like, what's going on here? Apparently they know that there's something
She's never reacted in any way.
She screams the house down.
No way. Do you not give him a little treat? Before you give Jack his little treat, am I right?
I was waiting for it.
But dude, do you give him a little treat or a licky mat or something? Seamus again. We put Danish in front of her favourite TV show, which is the spare room window into the Crumlin Shopping Centre car park. Really doxing myself there. So she can watch the comings and goings.
Okay.
Which is a great time.
No, I did Google it and apparently they're aware that something funny is happening and they are trying to protect you. So they scream the house.
I think you're being murdered.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway. I don't know what to
say. So not an issue for Danish.
It's not an issue. Wow. Mm. You're going to have to give him a treat of some sort.
Mm.
Give him a bit of stimulation. Sorry, there's no way to say this without just being absolutely fucking disgusting.
I'm going
to
abandon this.
I was really upset, but no, it's interesting.
Yeah, cool. I'm sorry for everything I've said.
I kind of love it.
I'm sorry if my mother is listening.
I thought we could all be mature and have a conversation.
No, we can't. Yeah. This is Ireland. We have
not
Catholic
allowed.
Guilt for a reason. Yeah.
People are fucking out here, okay? And what are they going to do with their dogs?
I was honestly like, nah, people will be able to handle this. We're three grown-ups.
I think so. I like this.
I can't do it. I can't. Like, Pippa's the same. Pippa's always just like, oh, why can't you just talk about it? I'm like, no, shut up.
Really?
I just can't. Callum.
Hello.
How would you be if you just openly, among friends, started talking about sex?
Oh, I wouldn't like it.
See, I'm like him. I just can't.
But you weren't talking about sex, really.
Yes, you were.
No. Talking about what Seamus does during sex. Seamus the dog.
This is even worse.
That's what I said.
I don't think about dogs riding.
No. What does Seamus do, like, while they're...
While mom and dad are having a look.
I don't want to think about it either. You're like sisters. It's weird.
You're just... You don't fornicate.
Okay, well, that's good that you missed this whole conversation.
Sometimes you might have a little kiss. Sometimes you and Dwayne minutes. And sometimes you and Jack might have a little kiss.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Well,
that's all I want to know.
Daddy kiss.
No.
Get him some enrichment.
No one needs that.
No.
I thought you as an Englishman wouldn't have the Catholic shame.
Oh, like a lot.
Callum's more Catholic shame than we do.
A lot of my friends back home would be talking about that.
But I'm not going into any detail. I'm just saying the dog can't cope.
It's just the image.
Are you making noise?
But like, to be fair, that's like saying now you're aware of all your clothes touching your skin. There's no way you can't not think about it.
Thinking about breathing or whatever.
Thinking about your tongue now in your mouth is in a weird position.
When my friend was over from the UK a couple of weeks back, he was like, oh, we'll keep it down if we start doing anything.
No,
I've invited you over. I do not
need
that.
Me and my mates don't talk about it, like, ever. And Pippa's what do you mean?
I really go on about it either.
But Pippa would talk about it with her mates.
Girls talk about sex.
Oh, but it's fucking mad. Like, just no.
But what else are you going to talk about? Oh, this is why you guys have football, isn't it?
And Wimbledon.
Love that ball. Yeah.
1038 Dublin. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, morning.
Hey, good morning. What's morning. Happening? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I have a conspiracy to start your week off.
Amazing.
All right, best the conspiracy start. Is upstairs in our canteen, we have two jars of tea bags. Yes. One has the label of Barry's, one has the label of Lines.
Yeah, I think that's just decorative.
I think they're lying.
No.
But it was initially, this was where the Lions bags go and this is where the Barry's tea bags go. Now, I know, by the way, this sounds incredibly...
Barry's and Lions
and Chicken Villarreal toppings and Texas. Oh, my God.
I know, but they're neither of them are branded, I'd say they're...
But I think they're the exact same tea bag. Because the Lions ones, aren't they famously pyramids?
I think that's an option for Lions, but don't they have the traditional square as well?
I'd be more of a Barry's person myself.
I would personally be a Lions.
I'm so sorry that we're having this conversation.
Wait, can we make two cups of tea?
I think we should make two cups
of tea. Do a little taste test.
Yeah, we do that at 8 o'clock.
Come on.
I know, is this bad? I don't know, but do you know the way everyone says this kind of stuff is so embarrassing and they don't want to talk about it and blah, blah, blah. Yet, whenever you put up an Instagram story of the price of a chicken fillet roll, it is the most, it's like the most engaged thing. So I think we need to just lying to ourselves.
I did, when I first started in Spin, I did put up an Instagram story and I was like, oh, it was just on Anger Street and I got a chicken roll and it was only 350. And I was like, this is a great day. I didn't do it on air and I just did it on my Instagram. It blew up. Everyone's like, 350.
People will be like, where?
Where'd you get that?
What'd you get in it?
Yeah. I'm like, we're not going to start, but I'm just saying.
I think
what's a chicken fillet topping and Barry's or Lions is a fantastic starter for a conversation.
There's a way to do it with a bit of class.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, if you're heading to a wedding and beforehand you kind of mentally map out, right, who's single on the groom's side, who's single on the bride's side, who's going to shift?
Whenever I go to a wedding, I feel like a child because I'm there with like my parents or something. So I'm never like, oh, I'm going to get, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
So you are in a relationship as well. So you haven't got into the season of like your friends' weddings where like it's who's single.
They're all getting married and not telling me.
That could be a possibility. I think they're kind of famously a good place to meet someone because it's a big, long day.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of time.
Potentially a second day as well.
A second day. You know, everyone's dressed up. Everyone's looking great. Love is in the air. It's a romantic day. Mm. So I think this is the idea that this matchmaking site, your friend, my friend, had. I saw this on The Independent last week. They hosted like a fake wedding that was specifically for matchmaking.
Okay. Brilliant.
And it was
a brand, your friend.
Yeah,
my friend,
your friend, my friend. They're like an online dating thing and they do loads of events. Sometimes they're like a singles run or like they do speed dating or they do like dedicated like singles night out. But this was like their first wedding.
But when I was single, I remember thinking, well, I would just love to know that you're going to a night out that in this particular area,
everyone is single.
Yeah.
And, so fun.
And everyone.
I've never gone to anything like that.
No, neither have I. But I remember being like, I wish there was more of that stuff in Dublin, you know, so me and the girls could be like, okay, we're going to this thing specifically on Friday. And there was a couple of events like that in Dublin. And I remember a girl I met out one night telling me about it, but they were always sold out months in advance.
Yeah,
was
always the case.
Yeah.
The speed dating in Ranelagh was always a thing. You could do that.
Out.
But it was 30 quid, first of all. And then it was booked out for months in advance.
Yeah. Okay, so they book out. Okay.
I was dying to get to some of those things. Anyway, sorry.
No, but that's it. That's good. Like, so it's like, you know, everyone's single and you know, everyone has committed to sign up to this thing. So on some level, they are looking to meet someone, you know, like they're not like just going out to Coppers looking for what happens at Coppers, you know, and if you are love and light to you, we support it. But so this event, it was like 60 guys, 60 girls in their 20s, 30s, no, 30s, 40s.
Nice.
And it was on at Fallon and Byrne. In the heart of Dublin's city centre.
Happened in Dublin?
Yeah, it happened in Dublin last week.
Really?
There was stuff up about it on The Independent. And then I looked on the Instagram page of like your friend, my friend, and it was like outlining the event, saying what was going to happen. And it was like comment link for the link to the event. Now, people were observing in the comments that it was like mostly women commenting link, but like to go. And it was like, where are the men? But in the videos, it looked like there was men present.
Yeah, like if you're straight, you'd kind of hope that they'd balance it off with a few as well.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they made a decision for it to be about half and half. So basically, the bride and groom, they got, like, this woman who knows a woman at the matchmaking event. Her name was Avril. She was friends with the lady who works at Your Friend, My Friend. And the groom was a guy called Kevin, who said in a video that I saw that he just works at Fallon and Byrne. So okay. I don't know if he was just, like, working behind the bar and they were like, here, come here, will you be the groom? Like, it's like when you, like, make your Barbies kiss and you're like, okay, you're going to be the bride, you're the groom, and you're all my guests.
Essentially, they just needed a focal point to make this a wedding, but they weren't genuinely getting married.
I think so, yeah. So then, like, the running order of the night was, like, the guests arrive, the bride and groom make their entrance, and then this is followed by a best man speech.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I have known you for the guts of 15, 16 minutes now, I'd say. The first time I met Kevin was in the gents' toilet, and he's an incredible risk taker, which is why he agreed to marry a random woman on a Friday night in Dublin.
Brilliant.
It's like the Electric Picnic wedding, isn't it?
Yes,
it's like your Ragweek wedding in college.
Or it's a bit like Married at First Sight, which is one of my favourite reality shows, of course. But I feel like he was trying to be a bit too cool for the event. That would have been a bit of an ick for me if I was a single woman there looking. So yeah, the best man speech, dancing, canapes, a quiz to win a night's stay at a hotel. So it's educational as well, this event. A magician also working the room.
Brilliant.
Which you could bond together over the trauma of having a magician at the event. And then there's a bouquet toss. So stunning all around.
And every single person there was a single person.
Every single person was a single person.
Brilliant.
I was trying
also,
to find...
That's fine and all, but like, what if all of your friends are in relationships? You're not going to go on your own, like.
I think people did go on their own.
So, yeah.
Because it's like you have something to talk to people
if
about.
If you can go to your own, on your own to stuff like this, I think you are the most impressive person in the world.
That girl...
Because no one cares, but it's cool to go on your own.
Especially getting all dolled up. Where are you after your mommy bringing you? Any plans for the weekend, love? Well, I'm actually heading off to a fake wedding on my own.
Don't ever. Never tell your mother that.
No, don't.
Yeah, tell her you're going to your friend's house.
You're going to your friend's. Do you know, it's better, like, do you know you hear a lot of people going for dates, like, at the moment to, like, an Apple Green in Westmeath because they've met someone, like, down the country and they can't commit to, like, an actual night out.
You go get a car wash.
No, literally. So they're just driving to, like, a halfway point. So this is a bit of romance.
Absolutely.
I'm keeping my eyes peeled to see if anyone... made a match.
Well, big ups to Your Friend, My Friend.
I love it.
Every time you say that, I think that I'm like, who is this person?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I told you last week that I have not been sleeping in the last, I want to say 4 weeks, probably about 2 weeks before holidays and stuff like that. Obviously, no one really has. It's been roasted.
Oh my God.
It's been sweaty and sticky.
Guess how we slept last night?
Go on.
Top toe.
I actually tried that on Saturday with Pippa because Pippa's just, I don't, let's just say this, she's a freak, right?
Oh,
she can sleep in any heat.
Yeah.
Right? I don't understand how she had pajamas on and she was under the covers.
What?
I know, freak. But I was like up and down and I was like, I was moving every 4 minutes.
Last night in particular.
It was
top
awful.
To tail has to be the most sexless position known to man.
It was. It
very
was just unbearable.
Position.
But
it was.
I couldn't even sleep in that position because every time I would think, what if she wakes up and just looks and opens her eyes and sees my feet?
Well, that's like, inevitable. That'll that's be what happens.
And then she just kind of looks up the bed and there's my naked body. Like, how are you? I just don't think that. I think she'd break up with me on the spot.
I think you need to be putting something on you in the bed. Like, I think that's why you're not sleeping. I think you need a nice, quality, breathable fabric.
Potential. But I've done a couple of things to make sure that I've been sleeping a little bit better. I've got a really, really light duvet. I've got a kind of gel thing that goes in my pillowcase to make it cool. By the way, it doesn't work. Shocking for a tenner. And then I also bought a fan.
Great.
Okay, this is like the third fan I've ever bought. I just love buying fans and building them. I just find it so entertaining.
That's a great option.
And then I just sell them on. For exactly the amount that I get them for. It's like I buy them.
Where do you sell them?
I know. Honestly, I'm making this out like this is my hobby or this is my side piece, side hustle. It's not. Just genuinely, in the past 3 years, I have bought 3 fans. It just so happens I then didn't need the fan, so got rid of it. But I built 3 fans and got rid of 3 fans. So this is my newest fan.
Okay, and are you selling this? Because mine actually broke last night.
Yeah, no. I don't think you're going to want this one.
Oh, great.
Because I broke it.
Oh, perfect.
So, I was trying to get to sleep. And I was like, okay, it's very, very warm. I'll open the curtains. But that doesn't work because it's too bright then. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, in Ireland, at 11:30 at night, it is still bright. Like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. The birds are going 90 as well. So I was like, right, I can't really do that. But anyway, you have to, I tried to put a face mask on, but then your eyeballs start sweating. So there's not much you can do there. So anyway, I opened the window and I said I put on the fan right in front of the window. And it would blow the cold air from the outside into my face and it would be wonderful.
That's smart, man.
And then I thought, maybe I'll make the whole room really cold, so I'll oscillate the fan.
Oh. Oscillate?
Pretty sure that's the word.
What does it mean?
It means to turn. So it automatically turns. Only the best fans for me. So it turns and it kind of makes the whole air go into the whole room.
Yeah. Mm.
Every time this fan, bear in mind, this is about 3 a.m. I'm hot, I'm sticky, I'm tired, I'm annoyed. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I've been driving and tossing and turning for the guts about 4 hours now. No chance of me getting to sleep. So I say, I'll oscillate the fan.
You gotta oscillate.
Gotta oscillate, baby.
Gotta oscillate.
Every time the fan would oscillate to the very left, for some weird reason, obviously I didn't build it correctly, it would click.
Oh,
every, I want to say 25 seconds, it would just go... Which, to any normal person, probably fine. If you're neurodivergent like me, you're going to go insane.
Yeah, that's not good.
So a click every like 25 to 30 seconds or something like that. And so every time I get up, every time I hear the click, I get up, I'd move the fan just a little bit. I try to go back to the click. Okay, right back up, move it. 4 times that happened. The 5th time it happened, I kind of did that thing where, do you know when someone in a movie kills someone by... turning their neck.
Yeah.
And they just collapse.
I'm concerned by how much Callum is laughing at that, but yes,
They snap their neck. Yeah.
I did that with the fan.
Right.
And somehow it broke.
That's crazy.
So, you know the way there's a cage around the fan?
Yes.
I think I turned
to protect
the,
it from to protect, crooks like you.
I think I turned the cage and not the actual fan. So when I turned the cage, the fan continued in its own area. Stop. And so the fan just started hitting against the cage, snapped off and just starts flying around the cage, right? Now the fan, the propeller of the actual fan is off its kind of axis, so it's kind of starting to turn a little bit like on its, yeah. It's kind of like a loose stool. It's kind of got, not a loose stool, sorry, but like a stool that has a stool that has an arm longer than the rest of them. So it starts kind of moving left to right and left to right, and I'm like, oh God. So I go, right, I'll have to turn it off. So I get up, click off. The thing with this fan is the speed is also the on and off button. So you click off and it's like, oh, you want more speed? Cool. So it starts to get faster and the broken piece starts spinning around the thing even more and it's so noisy. And I'm like, okay, I'll click off again. Oh, you want it faster? Okay, cool. Let's go faster, baby. Oh, and so it started, honestly, I had to click it 4 times for it to turn off and then I still didn't get to sleep.
This fan made a holy show of you.
It made a holy show of me.
Oh,
so I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting now to put it in
an
my spare room.
Mistake. I went looking for a fan yesterday in a shop I won't name. €82.
Oh my God,
man! I obviously was looking in the wrong
section. I'm waiting to put it in the spare room. My housemates are gonna go, what happened? I'm like, I kind of took its neck off.
As you do,
station.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Here we go.
Sometimes it will be a, and sometimes it'll be a, depends on
what vibe you're in.
Yeah.
We are desperate. We want to guess your name correctly so bad with no hints or clues. You wouldn't believe it. We'd do anything for the joy of a win on this, and it has been done, but it's been running for so long now with no winner that we have sitting here a silly 42 IMC cinema passes looking for a home. It's ridiculous.
We have so many cinema passes to give away, I actually don't have enough.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the delivery. How is that even a thing? Our chances for this are not really looking good because only one person in this room has ever won this game, and she's won it multiple times, and we've been here the same amount of time.
I know.
So
really, Emma, you've won this more than once.
She's won it like 3 times.
What?
She won it once when she was not on holiday. She left a load of guesses.
Yeah, she was like, oh, is your name Jake? And it was.
Stop.
She wasn't even here.
Okay, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to leave this place. And it will bring me more inspo.
No, you stay there.
No, you hang on now, girl, please.
Stay put.
Right, listen, you've been sending over your voice notes, and the only person who's heard those voice notes and will hear those voice notes are now you listening and producer Colm. We won't. And after you hear them, we're going to try and guess your name. So let's kick this off and take off our headphones so you can hear
off.
The first voice note.
My name is Niamh.
Player one, let's get it won.
Hello, player one. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona from Spin. How are you?
Morning, player one.
Player one.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, that's good. Can't complain. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Player one, is your name Claire?
That's not my name.
Oh, player one, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Okay, player one, is your name Susan?
That's not my name.
I like the suspense she gives us.
Player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Niamh.
Your name is Niamh. Lovely name.
Niamh, we're so sorry.
Have a great day, Niamh.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye. Colm, can I ask you, because you obviously hear the voice notes before we go to guests. Do you ever just be like, they're going to get it. They're going to do it. I have a feeling someone in the room is going to guess Niamh.
I sometimes don't listen to the voice notes until you're in the middle of speaking to the person as well. So it's like, it's a dangerous game that I play.
Okay.
So you like to have a little fun of
your
own.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting to get your view on things. Didn't realise that. Headphones off again then for the second voice note.
My name is Claire.
Player two, will the winner be you?
How are you, player two?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, sure. Listen, not too bad. I'm going to guess your name right now. Player two, you're going to win 42 IMC Cinema Passes. It's going to be a fantastic day. Are you ready?
Existence. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Here we go. Player two, is your name Shannon?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
It's not your name. Player two, is your name Sive?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Oh, good guess, though. No. She seems like a Fiona.
She does.
All right, player two, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Claire.
Oh, no.
I just guessed Claire in the previous call. I don't believe it.
God.
I don't believe it. Claire, sorry.
Have a great day, Claire.
Bye, Claire.
Bye. What a disaster.
Sickener.
That one was me messing.
We've got one more.
We do.
We got this.
Headphones off for the final time this morning.
My name is Sheila.
Player three, give us some glee.
How are things, player three?
Not a lot, no. It's all quiet.
Who could it be quiet for on a morning like this? Player three, is your name Phil?
That's not my name.
Player three, is your name Dara?
That's not my name.
All right.
I shouldn't have guessed Dara. It's never going to be Dara.
No, I like it. Silly. No.
Three. Player three.
Come on.
Is your name Kieran?
That's not my name.
Oh, no.
If it's Michael, I'm going to die because I changed it last minute.
Stop. Is it David? Is your name David?
That's not my name.
Okay, thank God. What is your name, player three?
Kian.
Never would have guessed it. Close to Kieran.
Yeah. Wouldn't have gotten it.
Kian. Congratulations, you've won nothing.
That'll
except
do.
For our hearts.
Have a great day, Keane. Good luck.
Bye,
good
Keane.
Luck, good luck.
Bye. It'll be
how
this time.
How hard is it to guess names?
It'll be this time next year. It'll be 2026. So I'm saying, if you want to win the IMC in Dunleary, get in touch now.
That whole building goes to you.
If you or anybody you've ever met in your life never wants to pay for the cinema again, this is the game for you.
We try getting next Monday. All you can have in this life is a bit of hope in your belly, you know that?
Yeah.
Such a tough time of year for me because everyone has to see how bad I am at putting fake tan on my feet. No matter what I do, like, do you put moisturiser on before? Do you put no moisturiser? Do you put a little bit of hand cream? It's always so scaldy.
Get them out.
It's always 19 different colours. I absolutely can't.
So did you just fake tan your feet?
No, I fake tan everything, but like, it just doesn't work down there.
All right.
The feet. Like, it's just not a good situation.
Fiona Frawley admits it doesn't work down there.
1038.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning. We were meant to make a cup of tea of Barry's and Lines now, but we totally forgot. So maybe we'll do it at 9. Who knows?
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah. Keep us loud.
Keep us loud.
I was woken up yesterday morning at half
7.
Oh.
And it was Jack, my boyfriend, in a bit of a panic going, MM, we've boxing in half an hour.
Oh, for God's, on a Sunday.
Right, yeah. I was thinking in my head, I was kind of delirious. I was like, I feel like we didn't book it for this. Okay, cool. So I kind of going around the house, trying to find a sports bra, kind of halfway out the door, closing the door. We're halfway down to boxing.
I know.
And I open the app and I just turn to him and say, we're not booked till 10 past 10.
Oh. Kill him.
That's the only option. Really just sad.
Yeah.
Not only that I missed out on so much time in bed on a Sunday morning, that also, like, I have to get myself mentally prepared to do this again.
You have to get yourself mentally prepared to break up with him.
Well, I actually was going to go back to bed, but I was like, sure, I might as well just walk the dogs now and get that done.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I was in Marley Park waiting for the gates to open at 9 o'clock.
Right. And I hope he got you a bouquet of flowers and some chocolate to say sorry.
There was actually nothing to say sorry. There was actually, I think the last thing he said to me last night was, by the way, sorry again about this morning. I was like,
I hate him.
Seven. I'd kill him.
On a Sunday morning.
Oh my God.
I would love to get back into bed after that though and be like,
yeah, but knowing you have to go to boxing later.
But yeah, you did.
No,
you
it was over. Yeah. Like I was awake then, you know? I think it was the shock of it all, really, that really woke me up in the end.
That would rattle you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
That's a horrible weekend.
Thank you.
You deserve better. You really do deserve better.
Jack, you're in big trouble.
In big trouble. You're in the doghouse now, Jack.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Something about me that you guys might not know yet is I have no friends. not a friend. Don't have two friends.
I said
together.
That on the first day, didn't I?
You can tell. You can tell I am someone who does not socialise on the weekend. Every single one of my friends, there was only three of them to begin with, but they all live away.
Oh.
So when one comes home, I do everything I can to try and get them to move permanently. Just because... well, I mean, I kind of like actually not ever having to socialise or see anyone. It's honestly, there's a lot to be said for it.
Joke's over. You do have friends. Come on.
I don't.
I met one.
Oh, Helen. Oh, I have one friend who lives here. She's a mother of three. So she's not out
and
too much.
You have Sinead.
Sinead is who was home visiting.
Ah.
Have you been keeping an eye on my stories?
I have been keeping an eye on your stories.
God, you had a really girly weekend.
You would be if you saw Sinead. Now, Sinead, my friend who was home from Dubai for the weekend, is... as we say in the business, an absolute little witzer. So everyone...
We do not say that in any business.
I say it in my business.
She's gorgeous.
She's fabuloso. We went to school together and she's just...
little witz.
She's a little damp yoke. She's a little rocket.
Fiona!
Oh, and she's out living in Dubai for the last 10 years, working in finance. I did have to have the conversation with her last night, of course, of what do you actually do for a job? Do you know those friends who you're like, I know you're doing well, but what is it? But we had a fab weekend together. We actually ended up spending way more time together than I thought we would. She was home for a wedding, which was on Friday. And we had an impromptu day out on Thursday. We went for, air quotes, coffee, which ended up being more.
I can imagine.
And then... I wish. I've already told you what she looks like. Check me stories. And... then she did the wedding on Friday. Then on Saturday, we did a rainy walk. And then we went for a pizza with my dog, Danish.
Sorry, are you in love?
No, we're dating. Like, we're together. We're together. No, she's kind of, you know, when you haven't seen your friend in years and then you get back together and it's like no time has passed. It's just really special. So, but yesterday was my real day where I was like, okay, I am convincing this girl to move home.
I'm running out of time.
To move back to Ireland. And this is going to be our special day of fun.
What did she do in Dubai?
She's in finance.
Finance. Yeah, she knows.
She did. She started doing accounting, but now she works in finance. And this is actually, she used to work for the Discovery Channel doing finance. Yeah. And then the last time I was over in Dubai, we were having an argument about what like some actors earn. And we're all having a fight in the car. And she was like, I know what they earn. I work in film. And we all turn around and we're like, you work in film? We're like, what do you do? She works in finance for film, allegedly.
Nice.
So listen, here was my itinerary that I made. You guys can let me know if you would move home from Dubai for this, okay? First of all, you have to try and somehow organise for it to be the hottest day of the year.
Yes. But
that is very, very important. Mm-hmm.
But not hot and sticky like yesterday. Hot as in sunny.
Yeah.
The sun came out in the evening yesterday and it was kind of banging around town.
Oh my God, it was stunning. So the first thing we did, we took a walk up Killiney Hill, which I think is a real nice one. It's like short, but the impact is there. Beautiful views on the way back down.
Look at our coastline. Wow.
You can look at the coastline.
No, you wouldn't. Over there.
There's no character. There's no character in Dubai. And then you can look in the back gardens of everyone rich who lives in Dalkey.
Yeah.
If you take the route that I do down
to Clonie
Hill.
No one rich in Dubai.
No one rich. Put in a word with the barista at the coffee shop in Clonie Hill ahead of time and say, make sure you compliment this girl's glasses when we go in. So that was something we did. And then I showed her the outside of Bono's house because obviously that needs to be mentioned once a day by Irish people. Next up, we went for a swim and a sauna on Killiney Beach.
Very
so
nice.
So you go in the sauna and then you run out into the sea, then you get back in the sauna again and you do it three times. Stunning. We went to a place called Row Wines on Coppinger Row for small plates.
Love
so it's very important when you're
I
in
love
Dublin.
Small plates.
You got to pay €18 for some cheese, okay? Yeah. That is as tradition. And then we did something that can usually kill a night. I brought her to one of my gigs.
Were you gigging the weekend?
Yeah, I just did a gig last night. It was my first gig in ages. It was in Bruxelles.
Oh, I love Bruxelles.
Yeah, it was fabulous. But no, she's now on a flight to Sicily. So I think that kind of was the nail in the coffin. She was like, thanks for this. I'm going to go. We looked at the queue for Bambino so I could prove how many people actually love being here in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went to Doom Slice. But yeah,
so it didn't work.
You teased her with one thing and then got her something worse.
Well, I was like, we can stand in the queue, and she was like, no. And then I brought her for another pizza.
Very nice.
And now, yeah, she's on a flight out.
We just discovered pizza here in Dublin.
It's
so
true,
it's
going to
take off any minute.
In a few years.
I'm a devil for that. As soon as I spend time with any friend, I'm like, and is there? Are you never coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Is that it now?
Is there any chance of her coming back?
She did say a few times, I could live back here, and I was like, yes, you could.
Now that's setting the seed. Now
it is. It's planting the seed. Sinead's boyfriend, AJ, if you're listening, which I don't think you are because you're not in this country, please purchase for her a house in Dalkey, if possible, if you have time. Thank you.
She'd be happy only in Dalkey.
She just wants to see Dalkey. Bono's house.
She's gonna purchase Bono's house.
Yeah.
Recharged.
Am I missing a trick in saying what I'm about to say? I'm nervous to say it. Was Chapel Rona playing Glasgow? No,
I don't think so.
No, I was watching it all weekend. There was no sign of her.
No.
Weird one to not be a part of the lineup this year.
I actually thought the same. Yeah, but speaking of Glasgow, there was an interesting kind of set that happened at Glastonbury. No, it wasn't Kneecap. No, it wasn't your man Violin. It was this stage that was set up for primary school bangers, which. Like, give it. It was incredibly English because it sounded like this.
Give me love in my heart, keep you sharing. Give me love in my heart, I press. Keep you sharing. Yeah. Apples are ripe, all the pots are red. The door piece is secret in the blank really bad.
Now, I was hooked on all the coverage all weekend and there was a full, like, bit about this guy. He started 2 years ago, primary school teacher, all the rest. Sorry if I'm taking words out of your mouth. But, like, it's crazy to see because it started off as this kind of small gathering of people and then they had to close off the whole area to be like, oh, this is a specific kind of gig that people go to.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
Side note, though, can I just say the glint in Callum's eye while that clip played? I've never seen an English man so happy.
Isn't it? It is like if they did like a primary school, like for us, they'd have like a live O song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they did. They had to corner it off. They had to basically be like, no more people can come in here because they were playing it so loud that people kept coming over and be like, this is class. So they stayed. So I decided to come up with my own glass those set, you know, put me on any stage, I don't mind. I think the people will come when they hear what I've got, all right?
Okay.
So obviously with that vibe you have your Alivo and things like that, we could do that, that'd be fine. But mainly, what do I bring? We're talking emo songs.
I chime in with haven't you people ever heard
just even a DJ set of that song.
No.
Or this song. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Oh, tune.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'd be there with bells on.
Like, I won't, just keep in mind, I won't actually have Panic at the Disco or My Chemical Romance at the stage, but I will be playing their songs.
But that probably is. It's something that you don't see. There's so many alternative stages at gigs, but I've never seen, like, an emo stage.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what we should bring. I also have a stage specifically for Nickelodeon TV theme tunes, specifically Victorious and iCarly.
You don't have to be.
You're telling me you wouldn't walk over?
I would.
What about for this one? I honestly think that sounds incredible, and I am not stopping there because I also want to stage specifically for now Disney Channel TV theme tunes. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. It's a party every week, baby. That is Corey in the house.
Okay, someone had the Sky channels growing up. I didn't really have to.
I sure didn't.
Well, I love it for you.
Will we stick with the Disney theme, but maybe go more niche, more specific? Yeah, let's go Phineas and Ferb songs.
And when
gonna be busted. I don't wanna put the hurt on you.
Tell me what's making you jump like that.
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants, right?
That is, those are the kind of
those are the kind of vibes I want to go for a yeah. stage. I think it would bring the crowd. I think everyone would be absolutely buzzing.
They would, you know.
But if you played this one specific bit that I'm going to play now, I think the entire pyramid stage would empty. And everyone would come to my set to hear this. The BBC One news team.
There's often been yes. remixes of that at some gigs as well.
Yeah, do you know that there is an actual rave version of that?
I know, yeah, it's so good.
Give me 3 minutes and I'll find it for you.
It's really good.
Absolutely phenomenal.
So do you ever see the guys on TikTok who dance to that?
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
It's so good.
I would, can I make a request?
Go on.
The Come Down With Me theme tune.
Oh.
If possible.
Very good.
Very seductive, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's like a late night.
Maybe I'll
late night set.
Your man come and
narrate
MC
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. Fabulous. Listen, lads to work with. Get on to Emily Eavis and the lads. And speaking of Glasto, Dave just brought to us some of his dream stages that don't exist at the moment at Glastonbury on the back of some guy getting huge success from playing, what does he call it? Like primary school bangers.
Yeah.
Bangers.
You were saying you'd love if there was just a Six News. Or
to be honest,
like
I'd love if I was just in charge of the music. Yeah. That'd be fantastic. And it would be a great festival. But specifically, I'd want a stage where we can listen to the BBC News team bed.
And you were talking about this, right?
Like, listen to that.
But we were saying there's actually already a huge kind of dance remix of that that's played a lot at some of the mad festivals.
Five, four, yes. Three, two, one. That is savage.
Drum and bass.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have been telling you all last week that my Friday night, last Friday, was going to be kind of chaotic in a way because my 2-year-old nephew, Will, was going to be staying with us while my sister and her daughter and... anyway, they were all going off to a gig, at Deck Pierce, at Fairview Park. So I was minding my little nephew. But on top of that too, I have my own 6-month-old puppy. Mm-hmm. And I was minding my friend's puppy, who's the same age from the same litter as my dog, Seamus. Anyway, it's just, I don't know, I used to be cool, I suppose, and I'm not anymore, and I'm just kind of getting used to my new
we all used to be cool. It's fine, it's just you've lost yours much, you know, quicker than me and Fiona did.
It was quite drastic, wasn't it?
Yeah. It went downhill quite quick, but that's how it happens. When you lose your coolness, it happens quick.
It happens, and you can't get it back.
Yeah.
I have to say, I can't relate. I spent my Friday with this woman.
Did you? They say I come and I go.
Dua Lipa, you were buzzing for this gig.
I did. I was very excited.
I watched it all through stories. I thought I would be busy enough with the two dogs and the baby. But my friend called actually before the gig when my niece and my brother and all my sister were there as well. And she brought over her two kids as well and her husband.
Stop.
So while I was watching Dua Lipa stories, I was challenged to do drawings for kids to colour, which included a Stitch drawing, followed by Toothless, the guy from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And then I was also tasked by her little boy to draw a rugby match in the Aviva.
Oh.
You know, 60,000 spectators.
Oh, yeah, all the circles for the crowd.
All of that, yeah. So that's kind of what I was up to.
Interesting.
What were you doing?
Speaking of the Aviva, I actually was, when I was in work on Friday, I got an email to say that I'd won tickets in a draw to this woman.
You were there too?
Oh, I was. Dublin's Aviva Stadium.
She has a pull.
Just so.
So you two were at the Aviva Stadium on Friday while I was changing nappies, one baby crying, dogs whining in harmony. Yeah? Mm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Irish rugby fans with crayon.
Okay, let me just roll over to the person who definitely had an uncool Friday like me. Producer Callum, how did you spend your Friday?
I hate to break it to you, Emma, but I was also spending a lot of good company with this woman.
No.
What?
Falling in love with me. You better believe. I was chanting my head off at the Aviva Stadium because at 3:00 on Friday afternoon, I get a call from the one, the only, the unbelievable Michaela Hayes, who does the show after us from 10:00, saying, Callum, I have 2 spare tickets that I can't use to do a Leaper tonight. Do you want them?
My God.
Ticket fairy by name.
When the big gang left and there was pencil pairings all over the floor and I was hoovering at 10:00 on Friday night and
we were
one dog vomiting and I cleaned that up. You two, three We're at Dua Lipa.
Were you beside Callum? You and Callum weren't in the same area.
I was kind of to Dua's left.
Okay.
So when Dua looked out to her left, she saw me.
I was
absolutely
like,
losing my mind.
Whenever Dua Lipa would look straight ahead, I was there.
That's where you were.
I was just like, how are you doing?
And where were you when Dua looked
I was on her right.
Oh my God, so she had someone from the show. Emma,
not
that's
me,
a shame.
Not me though.
You could have been up the back.
At one point, she did kind of look around and she was like, where's Rath Farnham? And she said, Emma's over there.
No Rath Farnham representation here. Do you know what? I'm not doing it.
Guys, can you please help me get cool again?
We'll
please.
Try. Oh,
listen, as Fiona said, it's very, very hard to get back, if nigh on impossible to get back.
If the ship has sailed, it's gone.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to have to get rid of the fella, rid of the dog, rid of the family, and
and just start over.
Start going to gigs again, yeah?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Wow. Put the baby in the crate, send Seamus back down with your sister, and we can try and we'll revisit.
Thank you very much. God, the FOMO was bad, but I didn't know you were there too, Callum.
Unfortunate.
For God's sake. Listen, we always give away cool prizes, but this is just mental that it's not just like a one-off. We have tickets to go to Tomorrowland in Belgium today, Wednesday and Friday on Fully Charged.
The boom is back.
We just came into work and it was like, oh, this is a thing, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was happening. I feel like this is something I would have needed to look forward to for the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I can't wait. In 3 weeks, we're giving away Tomorrowland tickets.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's the biggest like dance festival in the world. It's like so prestigious and, I don't know, something that I always just seem to watch online rather than being there.
And such a like once in a lifetime event you get to go, I feel.
My mates have gone and they just said it is just
really
unbelievable.
Oh, like just the whole staging of it as well. It's very impressive. We're teaming up with Coca-Cola on this, giving you the chance to win that unforgettable experience at Tomorrowland. It's happening in Belgium this year. It's only a few weeks away now, so you kind of want to look at your calendar on this. And they say the shared experience are what summer is all about, so share a Coke with your best mates at some of the biggest festivals in Europe.
Yeah.
The prize is massive on this, guys.
Yeah, three-day access to Tomorrowland, accommodation with breakfast, transfers for the hotel, which is... That's so sound.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, if you're going to a gig and you're getting dropped to the venue each day, thank you. Yeah. You're not camping either. You're staying in a hotel.
And we're going
to
sort you €600 towards your flights as well, which is, I think, pretty sound.
I think so too.
Some prize this.
I'm excited to give this away.
We're not even going and I'm excited about this.
Callum, is it fair to say that we'll do this at the same time on Wednesday and Friday?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
cool. So look, tell your mates, tell whoever that we're giving away these tickets again. If you're not on to play this morning, you could be on Wednesday or Friday. Just make sure you're with us from 8:30. For now, though, on vying to win their way to Tomorrowland are Dermot and AJ. How are you this morning, Dermot?
Well, good. Just been working at the moment.
What do you do, Dermot?
I show for double bikes, red click bikes.
Very nice. Very, very cool job. A busy day ahead, so, Dermot?
I haven't had a minute since 4 this morning.
My God, fair play.
And Dermot, have you been to Tomorrowland before?
No. I watched the show on YouTube.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Class to get there. You hang on there, Dermot. We also have AJ on the line. Have you been to Tomorrowland before, AJ?
No, never.
But have you also looked up the videos?
On the YouTube?
I haven't, AJ.
Doesn't it look unbelievable? Like the stage, the colours, the crowd, the fireworks, everything. It's just absolutely savage.
Yeah, it looks deadly.
Right, well, let's see if we can get one of you to Tomorrowland.
All right, guys. We have 10 Coke cans in studio, okay? 9 of them are empty. One of them has your Tomorrowland prize in. So basically what's going to happen is the two of you are going to go head-to-head opening a can until you find the tickets. If you find an empty can, the play passes on to the other player. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's pure and utter luck here, guys, to be honest with you. Absolutely. And Dermot, you were first on, so you get the first shot at this. Pick any number between 1 and 10.
6.
Oh, empty can of Coke there, Dermot. All right, AJ, over to you.
7.
Unlucky number 7. Dermot, back to you.
I'll go 2.
Okay, no luck. AJ, do you want to give it a go?
Number 4, please.
4.
Oh!
There!
One of them games.
Dermot, back to you.
Number 10.
What are we left with, Dave?
We are left with number 1, number 3, number 5, number 8, and number 9. What are we thinking, AJ?
Go for number 9.
Number 9.
9.
Oh, every time I think it's the one.
All right, Dermot, we have 1, 3, 5, and 8.
We go 8.
This is it. Come on.
Surely.
Dermot, you're going to Tomorrowland!
Lovely, brilliant.
Unbelievable. AJ, commiserations. We're so sorry, man.
Sorry,
have a great day.
AJ. Oh,
thanks.
Another chance to win Wednesday. Listen, oh my God, Dermot, you're going to Tomorrowland for 3 days. You've got your accommodation, your breakfast, your transfers for the hotel, and we're giving you 600 quid to sort your flight.
Wow.
Sorry, brilliant. That is fantastic. Insane.
What a Monday, Dermot.
There won't be a Dublin bike resaddled in town today. What you do with the bikes, Dermot, but you have to be a DOS day today.
We'll have to get a Tomorrowland sticker on
one. Yeah. Dermot, this is only a few weeks away, so make your plans. Any idea who'd be up for doing this with you now? It's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I'll have to get a friend
thing. Oh, man, I'm delighted for you. Congratulations.
I'll tell you, if you're lined up.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm sure there will be. Pick your favourite and then do a draw, or make them, you know, make them work for it.
Yeah,
make them do the bikes for you.
We see which one grows the best.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen, good man. Fair play. Delighted for you. Congratulations.
Enjoy it, Dermot.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Bye, Dermot. Bye. Wow, this is class.
Unbelievable. I can't get over this.
It's so exciting.
So much more. This whole prize to go again on Friday.
We get to do all of this again.
Yeah. Twice.
Unbelievable.
I love making someone's week.
I know, it's whopper.
On a Monday.
Yeah. Such a great prize. It's all with thanks to Coca-Cola. And if you would like to win, well, make sure you're with us Wednesday, 8:30, another chance. And Friday, 8:30, another chance.
1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello and welcome to a brand new week.
Okay, good morning. What's happening? How are we? Do you know what? I actually think I need to get a new job. And I think that there's an opening I know of that I think I could get and I should get. It's PR for tennis. The sport of tennis.
Wow.
I know we just heard the sport with Alex. But the fact that Wimbledon is on and it starts today... No one is talking about it.
That's kind of like the elusive nature of Wimbledon. It's like if you don't know.
But like in general, like tennis is one of my favourite sports of all time.
If you didn't say that, I wouldn't have known that Wimbledon is starting today. I would have heard about it later.
Tennis is one of my favourite sports of all time. It is absolutely just fantastic to watch. Mm. And it's one of the biggest tournaments of sport in the world. It starts today. Yeah. And no one is talking about it. Like, I just don't understand how... I feel like the only the way people find out Wimbledon is on is when they turn on the telly and go, oh, Wimbledon's on.
Butchering people's names.
In the news.
Yeah.
Or when someone's in trouble for smashing a racket.
Say it with me. It's Tsitsipas. Okay? Tsitsipas.
Oh my God, wait now. What's the... Oh. What is this?
Huge news.
Oh, lads, massive news just dropped into our emails there.
Breaking news.
Oh, it's about this guy.
Hey, Spin, it's Lewis Capaldi here. Spin has all your tickets to my show.
Oh, my God.
Do we?
Yeah, what we do. He's back. So over the weekend, it was a big surprise. He released the new single Friday. Then he performed Glastonbury in the afternoon. It was like meant to be a surprise set. But I think beforehand, everyone seemed to have an idea because the place was flocked for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just now this morning, he's announced a Dublin gig.
Yes. Whoa. Thank God for that. I can't wait. I've been looking for new music from this guy for ages. He's going to be playing Dublin's Three Arena on the 29th of September.
Sorry, that's so soon. Just three months away.
3 months away. This is so exciting, man. I cannot wait.
Do we have tickets then or what's the right? Oh, I'm... Michaela!
Of course.
Sure, Michaela.
Isn't she the ticket fairy?
She is.
That's what they say.
So I'm just reading here live as we go. Michaela Hayes has tickets each day this week from 10 o'clock every morning after us.
Very good. Okay, very good.
Wow. If you want to
know where I'd be staying.
Exactly. Right here at Spin.
Right?
Keep it loud.
Keep it loud. The other thing to mention is... Nope, Sinead. Oh, sorry, tickets not on sale just yet either. It looks like it might be a few days away until general tickets go on sale, but if you want to win them ahead of time, Michaela Hayes is your gal from 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome back, Lewis Capaldi.
Nice one.
Unbelievable.
Spin
is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Bless Cameron Watson and Kisses here on Spin. Both acts playing Longitude this weekend, and that is where we're going to be live from all across the weekend.
Both of them.
From the Spin House Party stage.
They should kiss.
Bless and Cameron.
They should kiss.
Yeah.
Because they're kisses.
Mwah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very good.
Thank you.
My not to be complaining now, I know it's a Monday, shouldn't be complaining.
No, no.
Start of the week and all that. But the last couple of weeks, my shoulder has been in a lot of pain. I feel like this is 30. It's just random parts of your body that you don't even really use that much are just starting to get sore.
I think your shoulder is a bit of a high profile body part.
Like,
I think
it's like I'm shouldering into people the way this pain has been at me. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, do you know what's making it sore? I'm sleeping on it weird.
Oh, well, there's your first mistake.
Ah, this is 30. So I was like, do you know what? I need to go and get it kind of sorted. I need to go and get it massaged and kind of sorted out. And I just needed it to relax a little bit because it's been under a lot of stress. Mm. So I said I'd go to that Unique Day Spa. Remember we went...
Oh, we were there before.
A couple of months ago.
Ah, Ballymount.
It is so good. Out in Ballymount. Mm. It is deadly. And so I went there.
That was the time we accidentally went on a double date.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was you and your housemate and me and my housemate.
Yeah, we went out there and it was romantic. Weird. We were all put into the same kind of relaxation room after, and I saw Dave in his trunks.
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God.
And I realised after that I got bra trunks with holes in it. So
wow.
That was a great day.
A sight for everyone.
So it was Unique Day Spa, right, in Ballymount. And I went and I was going to get the massage, and I said, you know, I just want it for my back. And they said, yeah, no problem, all good. So brought me in.
Very bougie, Dave, going off for a massage.
I know it sounds bougie, but it really, like, and it's a bougie place. Like, it's nice, and they're so sound, but, like, it's not. It wasn't for like
in bits.
I wasn't doing it just because I was like, do you know what?
It's Paige.
I'm going to get a massage. Like, God, no, I'm not that kind of person. I just genuinely was in pain, so I was like, I need to kind of stop that. But then I realized I'm really not the person to get a massage because of my ADHD. My thoughts are running wild, non-stop, and it's even before the massage begins. So I just have a lot of thoughts while getting a massage, and I kind of managed to walk my way through the massage again the next day. And I was like, oh, I must write down my thoughts and tell them to Fiona and Emma. So that's what I'm going to do. First thing that they ask you is to take off your clothes, and instantly I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does that
always
mean?
Always a scary one.
So I was like, pants, like underwear, on? Off? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. On. Surely. Surely they mean on. Also, this is my massage. I want to be comfortable, which is what they encourage. Mm-hmm. So I kept them on.
I think that's the right thing.
But then I was like, trousers? On?
Oh, God.
It's only a back massage. Do I need, would I look weird on a massage table in just
your
trousers?
Jeans?
Yeah.
No.
So I think they have to come off.
I took them off. And I was proud of myself that I did. She told me to get under this sheet and she'd left the room. Yeah. And she was like, just press this button whenever you're ready for me to... And I was like, I don't know if she's waiting outside the room for me to press the button immediately. And, you know, I didn't really know. So
but
I
look
like,
demanding if I press it too quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the loop.
So she was like, just get under the sheet and press that button when you're ready. And I was like, does she mean the entire sheet or just the legs or just the back? Should I have my legs hanging out? Should I have my back hanging out?
One leg out to show you're not too comfy.
She came in, she asked me what oils I wanted, which is basically like asking me, you know, how do you feel about algebra? and she was like, here's ginger, here's lavender, here's eucalyptus.
Doesn't that go under your nose though?
Yeah, it was basically like asking me what my favourite child was. I don't have kids, but I'd imagine that's quite a difficult thing to answer. Yeah, so I was like,
oh my God, choosing between lavender and eucalyptus. Yeah. It's Sophie's choice.
I just eeny, meeny, miny, mode.
Okay, so
I think that's the first time anyone's ever eeny, meeny, miny, mode in a spa.
So what did you get? Which one?
Lavender, I think.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice, it was very, very nice. She did put it underneath, she put it in this little bowl with a flower and she put the lavender in the bowl. So when, you know, my head goes down in the massage, I can just smell the lavender, which was nice. But all I was thinking was, don't sneeze. Don't sneeze. Because if you sneeze, that water's going everywhere.
In your eyes.
In your eyes, on her feet, like all over the ground. I was really, really worried that I was going to sneeze. And so then she asked me how hard I wanted it and I laughed.
Did you actually laugh?
Yeah, I was like, she did not.
She's like, this is my job.
Yeah, I know. But to be fair, when she asked that, I should have said, go as hard as possible, because when she started the massage, I was like, this is so nice. And every time she went harder, I was like, this is so nice. At the end, I was like, run me over with your car.
This
felt amazing. I was like, honestly, get a hammer and just smash me up.
Drop kick my shoulder.
It was so, so good. At one point during the massage, I sniffed. I just went like, just like that, because I was just enjoying it. I was just like that. And it just really, really gently whispered, would you like a tissue? And that freaked me out so much.
I don't think anyone sniffs when they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and that's not a thing.
No, but I was just doing it. Like, I was relaxed, so I didn't. I was like, I don't
know. Whatever.
And so she was like, would you like a tissue? And I was so relaxed and so calm that when I heard this voice, I was like, I want you to ask me now. Do I want a tissue? No, thank you. It took me genuinely 15 seconds to
That's
answer.
That's a good sign.
Answer the thing. I was so relaxed. So then I was kind of, for the next 5 minutes, I was like, I do want to sniff again. Just a little.
But I best not. Now you feel like you can.
I best not to begin with the tissues, and the massage will stop. And then the other thing was, I really had an itchy face, because your face is in the hole of the massage table,
And your arms are like down.
Your arms are down. So I was like, I need to just get a little moment here where she's going to stop, and then I can itch.
Oh, because you just know she'd go, "Would you like me to scratch it?"
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to do that.
How long was the massage? Was it a half an hour?
It was half an hour. Yeah, it was so good, lads. It was really, really excellent. And then at the end of the massage, she was like, "And that's the end of the massage. Take your time." And I was like, "Oh, I will." And then she remember the sheet? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
She took it from my pants and she lifted it over my pants and my back and just started pressing it down.
I didn't know. That's lovely.
I didn't know she was pressing it down. I thought she was hugging me.
Aww.
So I was like, "Oh, this is nice."
In a way, yes.
Yeah, in a way, it was quite nice.
And also, when they put the sheet back over and do that, and you're like, "Why are you making it so comfy? I have to get out of
here." Yeah, I have to get out of this.
And B, a 30-minute massage I can never relax for, or any length of time, because from the second they get going, I'm like, "How long has passed now? How long is it?" Yeah. And I panic that every new touch is going to be the last one, and it's over.
Oh,
it's
Emma, so when she stops, so deeply.
Yeah. When she stops, and she's like, "That's the end of the massage," I'm like, "No." No, please, you can't
please.
Go.
Yeah,
I just started to trust
you. I need you.
And love
can I
you.
Upgrade it now?
Exactly.
It's so sad when it comes to an end, honestly. Well,
so yeah, shout out Unique Day Spa, Ballymount. They are deadly, so thank you very much.
Shoulder better?
Shoulder, yeah, much better. So feeling good.
Good stuff.
Feeling zen.
Here's Benson Boone.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A step further, theoretically. Gotta give you a warning.
Oh, no.
This story was kind of around the last week or so, and as I was getting into it this morning, I was actually about to abandon it completely, bringing it to the show, because I thought this is just too disgusting.
Oh God.
So I'll kind of dart around it. We won't go into too much graphic detail on this, but you might have seen this already. It's actually a documentary that went to Netflix over the weekend.
Okay.
And it's actually called on Netflix, I believe, The Poop Cruise.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I did see this popping up.
I thought it was like a fake documentary. I thought it was like one of those kind of like office themed, like style.
Something satirical or something.
Yeah, that would have been good.
No, well, I was looking into this last week. I haven't watched it myself yet because I don't think I have the stomach for it. It is disgusting. Basically, this goes back to 2013, and there was a cruise at the time. It was all around the Mexico Peninsula. It was gorgeous. The Carnival Triumph, it's called, and descended into absolute chaos. So they were out for like 3 or 4 days. That was the plan, and obviously they had to stay on for longer because on day 3 of 4, the engine room went on fire.
Okay.
And now everyone was okay in terms of like no one died or anything, but the problem was it cut off the energy supply on the whole ship. So number one, you've got an issue, no electricity. Mm. But the biggest problem, and why it's dubbed this poop cruise, is because it disables the ability for any toilet to flush.
No.
Why didn't they call this the poop deck?
It was right there.
They're looking into it now, 12 years later. God help the producers who worked on this. And, you know, people are still traumatized who were on there at the time.
It was immediately crisis mode.
But the toilets weren't working. Well, we can do a number one in the shower.
Oh.
But then, what came under everyone's door were these red biohazard bags.
No.
Which people were told to do their number two.
No.
Okay.
And don't be so embarrassing. Ask him for more bags.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The problem was, guys, these soon overflowed into the corridors.
Stop.
People didn't want to keep their bags in their room.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Other people's sewage was just lined up on the hallways outside the room. Guys, it's really gross.
Why would you make
I'm telling you, it got bad fast.
I would never expect having to poop in a red bag.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm going to give this. I was like, will
Why did
I
you make
say,
a documentary about
Yeah, who is watching that?
Will I say, I was like this morning, will I say this quote from someone, a survivor, they're calling them?
Oh,
will I not?
God.
Survivor.
Oh, God.
To be fair, if I went through this, I'd call myself a survivor.
Same.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, God.
Someone quote said, I can't look at you for this. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever said in the show. Toilets backed up completely, creating layers of feces and toilet paper. Described as human lasagna.
Ah!
Once again, no. I bring to this show my mate who told me that she is not allowed to listen to this show in work because we are too disgusting. I totally am with her.
My now, they were saying God. The conditions were unbearable because of the heat out there. So with that mixed with the smell, everybody was moving their mattresses outside and setting up these like little mini towns under bed sheets outside in the decking because people couldn't bear the stench of being anywhere inside on the ship.
The cruise is over. Like, let's end it. Why are you trying to find a way to continue Why are you building a shanty town?
They're stuck.
They can't move
the
ship.
They're in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Can't they
stuck
send out an SOS?
They couldn't get everyone off it. They were stuck there for days.
They didn't have
rescued.
Enough lifeboats. Exactly. Heard that story before?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I know what ship I'd rather be on.
they did not stay there by choice, gal. They were stranded. God.
I thought they'd be like, ah, no, I spent the money now. My dad.
He's like, I will make this cruise work. I'll suck it up.
Sewage is dripping down the walls.
It was repulsive.
I love in the first clip there was a German couple. I don't know what it is, but a German couple in a documentary is just so funny to me.
And like stating the most obvious thing, the toilet wasn't working.
It was
like,
poop
on the
deck.
The documentary is. Thank you, sir.
Anyway, I think I'll give the documentary itself a bit of a swerve, but there you go. Honestly.
A swirl.
Horror.
You're welcome.
You were on a cruise once. Can you imagine the horror from the cruise you were on?
I know. And the stuff I was eating. My God. Spin 103 Golden Ticket. I went to sleep not listening to it, singing that song over and over last night.
Which and yet she didn't sing it there.
All I've seen was Christian Dior.
Really?
I don't know why.
Oh, I thought you meant the Golden Ticket.
No.
I thought you meant
Hey,
we want to send you on your holidays, Lauren. You already have a holiday booked though. Where are you off to?
Spain.
Yeah, what part?
Malaga.
Mm. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
Right near the airport as well.
Very easy.
I love going to a place that's beside the airport.
Oh my God, Dave, get a life.
No.
There's nothing worse than when you land and you have another big trek ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I don't want to get in a taxi. Honestly, if I could sleep on the runway, I would.
Stop.
Especially in Malaga. It's a lovely airport and they've been Burger King.
God's sake.
Right, Lauren, you're off to Malaga. Let's see if we can also get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard, bless you, have you ever heard this game before?
That's okay.
Who's sneezing, Lauren?
Are you panic sneezing?
That's George.
George, what age is George, Lauren?
He's 2.
Bless
you, George.
All right, it was like a random colleague at work. I was like, oh, that's just George.
All right, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Lauren?
No.
You haven't? Okay. Lauren, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs in order to win this holiday. Does that sound like something you could do?
Yeah.
Okay. George really doesn't sound
George
that well.
He needs to get out in the sun.
Okay. So some rules for you, Lauren. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. You need to guess 5 songs and artists, all right, in order to win this golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Lauren, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, if you don't know it, you just go swap and we will swap it out completely and change the song, all right? When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Lauren, does that all make sense?
Yeah.
All right, if you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No,
you're all good to go. Where are you from, Lauren?
Maynooth.
Lauren from Maynooth. And George, I presume, is also from Maynooth. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. George from Maynooth, you better be quiet while your mother listens to music.
Very important. There's a holiday on the line
now,
George.
There's a holiday on the line now, George. Right, here we go, Lauren. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I know it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's the girl.
Yeah. Going out.
Gracie Abrams.
Yeah. Do you want to swap it maybe, Lauren?
Say swap, Lauren. You're running out of time.
Swap.
Yeah, swap. Okay. Let's swap it out.
Swap.
All right, that was Gracie Abrams, and that's so true, but not to worry. We're back to a brand new game now, Lauren.
Yeah.
I think George thought it was E.
Which is one of my favourite songs.
Very,
but anyway,
good.
You have reset the clock back to 25 seconds. A brand new song one playing very soon.
All right, here we go, Lauren. You can do this. This is, we've swapped it out. Brand new game. Song one, brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
A
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop the clock. Yes, Lauren. Sabrina Carpenter. We're on the board.
And Espresso, well done.
Yes, Lauren. You have 19.9 seconds now for the rest of your four songs.
And what would be a shorter way to say that?
Nearly 20.
There you go. You have 20 seconds on the clock, Lauren. And song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, that is Abracadabra. Abracadabra, Lady Gaga.
Stop the clock. Yeah, we're going to give you that. Even though you said the fast food chain, we will give you that.
I know what you were talking about. You've got 13.8 seconds left for three songs.
Let's go. George is very excited. Let's go for song three. Lauren, who plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. See you right now.
I'll meet you.
Oh,
it's not
happening. Any idea?
Oh. Yes, it is.
George.
No. George doing his best impression of the buzzer.
This is a lot harder when you're actually doing it. Like, yeah, when I'm in there and I'm listening to other people, I was like, I know this. No, sorry, guys.
Lauren, it wasn't to be, but have a fantastic day. It sounds like you have your hands full.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great day. Good luck, George.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I love George.
George has a career in radio ahead of him.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, but only for about 2 minutes, because any longer than that will be taken off air. So getting you ahead of the trend here, if you're an Irish TikTok doom scroller, huge news. There's another hopefully insanely over-the-top American wedding happening this week at Adair Manor, okay?
Ooh.
And the bride is documenting it all. So a couple of weeks ago, well, like maybe a couple of months ago at this stage, there was Ali and Sean's wedding, which was one of the most, like, just insane events.
In Adair.
In Adair Manor also.
Who were they? Sorry?
They're just random American couples, but no one knows who they are. But everyone followed their wedding online. It was huge. It was at Adair Manor. They had a petting zoo. They had a pop-up, essentially mini Carols, where all their guests could shop for free.
Wow.
They had a butcher, a baker,
a candlestick maker.
I'm not joking. They had those people in situ doing their bits.
Okay.
And Louise Cantlin and I'm genuinely serious. Didn't they have it in Adair? I thought they had it in Adair.
Did they?
I thought they did.
No, like, I mean, if people have their wedding in Adair.
Yeah, I think they did.
Beautiful, beautiful venue. Yeah.
It's insane. But
like, I'm sure you could do it without all the extra, it's still huge, but I mean, like, I'm sure they didn't have a petting zoo.
Oh, no, you have to have the candlestick.
Yeah.
If you're doing it in Adair, you have to. So this woman, give her a follow now on TikTok if you want. Her name is Quinn Schadler. Schadler. That is just someone who has money, okay? So far, she's put up videos of her flight, arriving at Adair, walking the grounds, meeting up with her bridesmaids, and visiting the local market, which was actually a Centra.
Okay? Class.
So I'm really predicting big things for this. I will, of course, be keeping an eye over
when's
the next
the wedding
few days.
This weekend, is it?
I mean, yesterday she had the rehearsal dinner.
Oh.
But these Americans, they like to make it a week-long event.
I was about to say, maybe she cheaped out and did the wedding on a Monday.
could be. But like today, they could be out shooting pheasants or something. I don't know. I don't know what happens.
Or the Irish.
Oh, at Ali and Sean's, there was a golf tournament. There's all sorts. So I think it'll be a week-long thing. So please do follow along. I'll be there.
Honestly, will you keep us up to date throughout the week of how it's
going? I'd love to. That's literally what I'm.
I did spend a lot of time searching the Jeff Bezos wedding over the weekend.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but forget
about
that.
It looked terrible.
It did. Yeah.
All anyone ever did was got on and off boats.
But they got it in the thing and they were walking down the aisle. They carpeted the aisle.
Yeah.
It looked
That's
like an Amazon office.
Yeah, it did.
What is it, 92?
Yeah.
Not like this. Not how the Americans do it in Adair.
No, definitely. Certainly not.